Today is Thursday, February 6, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is. I don't know yet because I need to click the thing. Optimist Day. It's not a day for me. It's also National Chopsticks Day, National Lame Duck Day, and National Frozen Yogurt Day. Do you guys remember the frozen yogurt stores? I guess they still exist, but I feel like frozen yogurt stores were a thing at one point. And I know you can still go. There are still stores that exist, but I feel like it's less of a thing now. You know, where you go in, they have all these machines against the wall, and you fill up your cup with one flavor or 10 flavors. It doesn't matter. And then they weigh your cup to charge you. It's kind of like, I didn't realize this until my parents started ordering Golden Corral, or they would get Golden Corral to go. And, you know, and Golden Corral is a buffet for anyway. So I'm saying, you know, like this yogurt place was like a buffet of yogurt. And my parents, it reminds me of this Golden Corral buffet. Because like the frozen yogurt where they charge by the weight, if you get Golden Corral buffet to go, they charge you by the weight of the food. So if you want to maximize your money, you want to, well, actually, I don't know. It depends, because you could get a whole bunch of stuff that's really light. So really what you want to, I'm trying to think how that works out, though, because like the things that are heavier, like steak and the proteins and stuff like that, they're going to cost more. Although like mashed potatoes are heavy, too. I don't know. There's got to be some way that you can work an angle, right? But yeah, it's by weight. If you want to get Golden Corral to go, it makes sense they have to have, I just thought they would have some kind of, you know, two plate limit, $12 or whatever. But no, it's by the pound. It's by the pound. We don't have any voicemails. So I just want you guys to remember, you can call in to this show. And I will read it. Or no, I won't read it. I will play it on the show so you can call into the show. But we do have two text messages. That is also a possibility. Mel, I am a librarian, says, hey, Adam, it's Mel. Speaking of laser cutting, I have a light pecker, I bet, LX1 laser cutter I'm trying to get rid of. You have to learn light scribe, and I never figured it out. Another dead hobby. Smiling, crying emoji, or whatever that emoji. It's like some sort of crying emoji. You know, Mel, how much are you selling it for? And how much does that, what will that pecker, does it only inscribe? Or will it cut through stuff? Because you called it a laser cutter and not a laser engraver. So I'm assuming, like, what would it cut? Because maybe as I expand, as I make this 3D printing into an actual side hustle, at some point I'll probably need laser cutters and CNCs, and as I build up my maker business and, you know, I start making things. And then before long, I'm going to have a woodworking shop in the garage, and I'm going to be, you know, I'll start by using my CNC cutter to cut cutting boards. You know, really nice designer cutting boards, sell those on Etsy, work my way up to dining room tables. I don't know. So yeah, how much are you selling it for? I'm curious. So Gary writes in, and he's kind of following along this conversation we were having about how long it was since the last Pride 48 live event. So I think we were talking about that on yesterday's show. So he says the last Pride 48 live in New Orleans was in 2019. See, I thought COVID was 2019, was it not? Because I thought there was a year we couldn't do it. because of COVID. And so, I mean, I know we did an at home event, and I know we did an extra at home event that was like a Zoom thing, but I don't remember because 2019 was the first year of COVID, right? I don't know. Somebody correct me. But anyway, so yeah, I made on my 3D printer. I printed all of these are models that I am just, it's like I'm shopping. It's like I have a shopping problem. Like I'm a shopping addict, you know, where, you know, the stay at home dads and moms with a catalog, the Sears catalog, and they go through it and they buy everything and they use their partner's credit card or whatever. I feel like I'm that with a 3D printer, but it's free because these are just, well, not free because I did have to buy the filament to do it, but all these models are free. And so every night I'm not scrolling through Instagram. I'm not scrolling through, I don't know, Twitter, X. I'm not scrolling through Blue Sky. I'm scrolling through 3D models. And other than Ham Map, I haven't been doing anything else. Like I told you guys, we're getting our groceries delivered now. I did have orchestra rehearsal, I will say. So they showed us the inside of the new sanctuary because my church is building a new... I guess when we originally moved into the building that we're in now, they always had plans of expanding it over time. And so they laid it out in such a way that what we were in was kind of this outer ring. And then they always had this plan to build this much larger sanctuary kind of in the center with all the other stuff around it. And at least it seems like it was planned that way. I haven't talked to the pastor, but I assume that's how it was planned. And so they're almost finished with the brand new sanctuary, which I assume will be pretty much done with all of our... I'm gassy. That's Popeye's blackened chicken tenders. But anyway, so they, after rehearsal, the orchestra had not seen the new sanctuary, and it's to the point where you can go in. It's all enclosed. Most of the... It's pretty much down to like putting in carpet, putting in, you know, some more wiring and audio and stuff like that, putting the seats in, it's down to a lot of finishes, but they still have a couple of months to go. So we got a little preview of what that's going to look like. And they asked us to write scriptures on the floor with Sharpies. I know. I feel the eyes rolling. I feel the eyes rolling of some of my listeners. But anyway, I chose one that was trumpet related. The trumpet shall sound. It's also a song. But anyway, so I think it's the trumpet shall sound is Handel. Yeah, Handel. So anyway, there is also a Phil Driscoll version of that. Phil Driscoll, the pop Christian trumpet player / singer that sounds like Ray Charles. One of my favorite trumpet players, actually. So anyway, they just basically showed us around and I did that, you know, the trumpet shall sound, like I said. I didn't sign my name. I wanted to like put a signature, you know, like Adam. You know, and with a big swoop or whatever, but nobody was putting their name. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to put my name. But then my name would be enshrined in history. And, but anyway, so after rehearsal, we did that. I got Popeyes, came home. And it was just a really long day because I also stopped to see my mom. And we were talking about my aunt, who I'm going to send some money to, they've lived in this house. I bet she's lived in that same house for 50 years. No longer. because she's 90, I think. And she, you know, so I bet she's lived in that house 65, 70 years. But anyway, their house burned and they didn't have insurance. And they're living in a Motel 6 and she's 90 years old. It was so horrible. And I'm going to send them money. I was like, they didn't have homeowners insurance. Who does not have homeowners insurance? Like, I didn't get it. And we were, I don't know. All my mom knows how to talk about is family drama and sad stuff. So, but she's alone right now. My stepdad is in Africa at the moment. And so I wanted to, you know, just check on her and make sure she was okay. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.